USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a huge hurricane continues to barrel towards his state, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says,
I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
But Cooper continues to urge residents in the path of massive Hurricane Florence, with its current winds of over 130 miles an hour, to get out of the way while they can. The storm expected to make landfall in North Carolina sometime early Friday.
And those further inland need to hunker down, get their family emergency kit together, and be ready. The best defense is preparation and common sense.
Pope Francis calling for a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse. Today, summoning bishops from around the world to the Vatican this coming February to discuss the issue. The summit believed to be the first of its kind held by the church. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kelmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. Federal regulators turning down Wells Fargo's plan to repay its customers that it forced to buy unnecessary auto insurance. The feds are telling the bank that it needs to do more to find and repay everyone overcharged, and that could be over 600,000 drivers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major wildfire still burning unchecked in Northern California. The Delta Fire has burned over 53,000 acres north of Redding. It's only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather. Parts of Northern California now under a red flag warning till Thursday, meaning high winds, which could spread flames quickly. Well, a job-shamed former actor who appeared on The Cosby Show as Elvin, the Huxtable's likable son-in-law, well, he's back in the acting biz.
It's kind of surreal.
Photographed bagging groceries at a Trader Joe's food store in New Jersey last week, 57-year-old Jeffrey Owens says he had to take the job to stay afloat financially after reruns of The Cosby Show had been pulled off the air because of Bill Cosby's sexual assault case.
I took a regular job so I could support myself and my family, and it all went crazy. I never in a million years would imagine that I would be in this position.
That was Owens speaking on CNN. Well, now he's returning to acting as he's just accepted a guest starring role on the fifth season of CBS's NCIS New Orleans, and that's after he recently took a recurring role on Tyler Perry's show, The Have and the Have-Nots, on the Oprah Network. This is a good time to remind you, we're not just on the radio, but we're also online. You can find us anytime there at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.